Gary.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Welcome to Max and Friends. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That was Spongetta. You remember I be in the studio? Well, that's where I be right now. And Spongetta, she be jiggly girl. So I promised her we'd play that because tonight we've got a good show for everybody tonight. So welcome to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. We're going from pop music to politics. That's right. It's going to be a crazy night here tonight. So pull up wherever you are. Relax, take a break, take a deep breath, and let it go. And then take another one and keep breathing with me because we're going to have fun tonight. You'd all know we're going to be two of hearts with our girl Stacey Q because she's here with us. I'm not even going to go anywhere else but right to Stacey Q. So pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends again. How you doing, Stacey?
All right. Well, good evening, Max.
Well, I'm so happy that you're back here. You know, we've had such a great response. Everybody loves Stacey Q and everybody loves Two of Hearts, but there's so much more to just Two of Hearts. So we're going to explain to everybody what that is tonight, aren't we?
Okay, well, I'm glad I called. You sound great.
Well, you know what? Let's just go back. I want to know a little bit about Stacey because do you know that you have a Wikipedia page of 13 pages?
No, I did not know that.
You're like ready for your biography. But you know what? We'll discuss a little bit about here. Now, you're a native Californian from Fullerton. And
well,
this is what I've...
pretty
tell
close.
Tell me about growing
pretty
up
close.
In California.
I'm not really from Fullerton.
Ooh, so we got to make a correction there. So tell me about growing up in California.
Just a typical California girl like the Beach Boys sang about.
Now, at the age of 10... you became one of the youngest dancers at the Theater of Orange County?
Yes, the Dance Theater of Orange County was a classical LA company. Our dance master was one of the last of the great Russians, Misha Panayev, and his son David Panayev would teach for him. And yes, I was the youngest member.
And then you studied ballet and flamenco dancing. When are we going to see Stacey Q on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe if I can get this darn ankle injury to heal up.
And would you do it?
Well, I don't see why not. Everybody looks pretty good, you know. Every time I turn it on, I think everybody looks fantastic. So.
And you look fantastic. You are like, you are the picture of Dorian Gray. You have never changed. I mean, it's like you look like you're still a teenager.
Oh, no, no, no.
I was never
a teenager.
Yes.
Because I was a teenager already.
But you look so great. You know, you look really good. We've seen you.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of babies, you were an off-Broadway baby, weren't you?
Oh, you mean The Facts of Life?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
You've just been all over, Stacey Q.
Where I was? Guess where else I'm going to be?
Where are you going to be?
Did you know that I did... Well, I don't know if it's really that big of news to you. It was kind of big news in my life. I shot an episode of RuPaul's Drag U.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Don't you worry. I'm going to talk about that for sure. But speaking of shows, I love the past. You were on The Gong Show, the new Hollywood Squares. I love all those facts about you, Stacey Q.
Yes, very fun things happened in those times. You know, those were back in the day. A lot of fun, a lot of stuff. Who knew, you know? I'd be doing TV shows. It was a really fantastic time.
Now, you know what? We're going to play Two of Hearts tonight because that's one of the all-time favorite songs. And then we're going to play one of your new songs, too, called Trick or Treats. How about that?
Okay.
Now, go ahead. We're going to have fun here tonight on Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and of course, we've got the one and only Stacey Q in the studio. She's back, everybody, and we're glad she's back because, you know what? Let's talk about Two of Hearts real quick because Two of Hearts, y'all got to know this because I got the facts on Two of Hearts. Two of Hearts, okay, was one of the most successful recording artists for you in 1986. Two of Hearts was the first single off Better Than Heaven. It became a best-selling effort, reaching number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Now, Two of Hearts could have hit the number 1 spot, but you were signed. Stacey was signed to Atlantic and On the Spot Records at the same time, and both labels released and promoted the single simultaneously, therefore competing with one another. Now, here's the fun thing about this that y'all didn't know, that Two of Hearts was in 3 movies, including Adam Sandler's Little Nicky. And Two of Hearts is here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, so stay tuned because Stacey Q is back after Two of Hearts by Stacey Q on Max and Friends. Hit it, Ronan. need you, Stacey Q, Two of Hearts. How you doing? Welcome back to Max and Friends, everyone. Stacey Q's here. Hi, Stacey.
Hello. Hello, Max.
And, of course, Two of Hearts, everybody knows you for that. But now everyone's going to know you for some new music you've got out. Because on February 14th, my birthday, 2010, you released Color Me Cinnamon by Hydra Productions. Let's talk about that.
That's your birthday?
It is. Valentine's Day.
I didn't know that.
So I'll never forget
wow.
Color Me
That's
Cinnamon.
Really something. So do you have a favorite song on that album?
Well, I love Trip.
Wow.
You know, and of course, everyone, you can go to right now, go to iTunes, or you can even go here. How about this? You can go to CD Baby. You can go to Hydra Productions. What is it? HydraMusicProductions.com, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, and go get Stacey Q's new CD, which, of course, we all know, Color Me Cinnamon, which was released on February 14th. So, and tell us, like, what inspired you to, after, you know, quite some bit off, you did your thing, and then you come back and you have this amazing new CD. What inspired you to do it?
Well, John St. James and I had been working on and off together and really starting to get back in the swing of things, you know, where we were actually thinking about making an album. And so we joined with Sean, our long-suffering friend. And that's how, and Sean said, well, how about we do these? And so he had songs, and so we collaborated, and that's how we got the album. It took us 2 years to record it.
Fantastic. Hi to Sean. Big out to Sean because you brought Stacey here tonight. So thank you for being our liaison, Sean. Hey, listen, everyone. Two of Hearts. I dedicate that to Nina because she's listening now. Cindy and Ann. You see, Annie Berlin. We got everybody listening and hitting us up on Facebook that they love that song. Speaking of Facebook, join Stacey Q's page. Yeah, say hi, Nina. Say hi to Nina, Stacey.
Hello, Nina.
So
and Cindy.
Here's the deal. Cindy and Annie Berlin.
And Eddie Berlin.
Now, here's the deal. Go to Facebook because Stacey Q's on there and you have your page there. So everyone's going to find you there. And we got to say hi to Brian because he's listening and he says hi to Stacey Q. So you see, we got everyone hitting us up on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook and Color Me Cinnamon, everyone, if you're online right now, go to Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, and please support Stacey Q because y'all loved Two of Hearts. Well, you're going to love some new songs because tonight we're playing Trick or Treat. So why don't you tell us about Trick or Treat, Stacey Q?
Oh, that was an original song that we put on the third single, the Going Goth remix extravaganza.
How much fun. And
yeah,
that was more
John,
like a Halloween
John
CD.
And Sean, go ahead.
Wasn't that like a Halloween CD?
It's very Halloween-y. Did I say Halloween-y? Yeah, it is very Halloween-y.
Well,
so what's that mean?
it's
very great. I think we're going to release Trick or Treat, I think, this coming Halloween. Last Halloween, we released Going Goth, which is a great song on the album, and the remixes are great, too. And there are other original songs and just all kinds of remixes. A lot of work, you know, went into these records that we released last year. We're real proud of them.
As you should be. Speaking of release dates, you've got a lot of appearances coming up. Let me just break them down real quick, everyone. If you're in Montebello, California, April 16th, go to QC's 2020. That's April 16th. April 19th, you're going to be in Fullerton, California at Slide Bar. And April 29th.
Yeah.
San Francisco at the DNA Lounge. So what are you going to be doing at these appearances, Stacey Q?
Singing and dancing, saying hi to the folks.
You love doing that, don't you?
Well, mostly, you know, I just show up and I say thank you a lot. You know, they don't really ask a lot of me.
Well, no matter what they ask of you, we love you, Stacey Q. Now, I want to talk to you because you and I kind of share a passion for travel and kind of to far-off places. Now, I heard you lived in Tibet and Nepal.
Well, I did go to India, and then I did go to Nepal after that at a really scary time when they were overthrowing the monarchy, you know, in 1990. That was terrifying.
How amazing to be there. What were you feeling when you were there?
Well, you know, I was in my youth, you know, back in the day, you know, you just don't know any better to be afraid. I think that now I would think more than once or twice before planning a trip, you know, that abroad, that far away, you know, for that length of time, because, you know, it's not like here, you know, other places.
Now, would you say that the Far East changed your music style?
No, I really can't say that it did.
Really? Now, you hung out in those some monasteries, didn't you, with some Buddhist, like, lamas and some Buddhist priests?
Yes. I was in some monasteries in Nepal and in some ashrams and some temples, in many of them, actually, in India. Mm-hmm. And, yes, I've been in many retreat centers here in America, and I love them all.
And then you were trained in the ancient art of Cham dance.
Yes, and I just love that part, you know. It's really just such a beautiful culture, you know, that just the sacred religion of the Tibetans and just that culture should, you know, just what they have to offer us, just in the way of, you know, even just dancing or singing or meditation. It's
self-expression.
Just unbelievable. It's so
now,
beautiful.
Would you say you're a Buddhist?
I would say I'm a Buddhist.
Well, yeah. Namah Herenge Kyo and Namaste to you, Stacey Q.
You know, Tutiche, Tashidele.
Thank you. We're just getting out the good energy and the good vibes out there, everybody. So I'm glad you joined us here tonight at Max and Friends with Stacey Q. Y'all love her and know her. Go find her on Facebook because she's there, the Stacey Q page. Go join it. You can find out everything she's doing. So Stacey Q, now, this is fun. I heard, and we talked about it earlier, but that you have now Two of Hearts. Everyone, listen to this. Two of Hearts was a lip sync for your life, you know, on RuPaul's Drag Race, Sashay Stay, Shantay Away kind of a show. And we know that Stacey Q's got an upcoming appearance. So when is that going to be?
Well, that's going to be in August, I believe, at the end of the season. Second season of Drag U.
Well, you know what I want to do? If you come out to the East Coast, let's try to book you for a party, for RuPaul's Drag Race party, because they're a big thing here in New York, because that's where I am right now. And it would be so much fun to book you for the night of a live appearance of the show and have you there. Let's try to work it.
Oh, that sounds like it's a lot of work. I mean, you guys are so nice, though.
Well, New York loves you. You know that. And L.A. loves you. And speaking of dates, everyone, let me drop them again real quick. April 16th in Montebello, California at QC's 2020. April 19th at Slide Bar in Fullerton, California. And April 29th, DNA Lounge, San Francisco. Now, speaking of Two of Hearts, have you ever found that Two of Hearts where they become as one, Stacey Q? You and someone else?
Yes, many, many someone else's. I have lots of room. Yeah.
What a good answer. Two of many hearts becoming of one, right?
Yeah,
the remix.
It's work, you know, the strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers. Stacey Q, I would love for you to give us some advice because people, you know, this is a tough time where everyone's calling it a tough time. I say call it what you want. I call it a happy time, so I'm in a happy place. But for those of us who are in a tough time or going around, you know, with their head dragging and their feet dragging, what would you say to inspire people?
First of all, this is good news that the best thing to do, no matter what, is to be yourself, no matter what the demands seem like, or no matter how the grass looks greener on the other side, no matter what, you know, or keeping up with the Joneses, really, truly, best advice, first off, be yourself.
Be yourself.
And that's my advice.
Well, you know what? That's some good advice to have, everyone. Be yourself, because that's who you do best. Hey, Stacey Q, Maxwell Silverhammer says hi to you.
Oh, tell him hello. Hello, my old friend.
You just did, because he's listening right now. And he says, I'm Michael Jackson, and he's Paul McCartney, and the girl is mine. So he loves you. You know that.
he's been very, very good to me, and I love him too.
Cool. Well, we share the love here at Max and Friends, and Welcome, everybody. And thanks
very
for
loving,
Stacey
you
Q's
guys
our
are.
Guest of honor. Well, you know, you have to be, because love makes the world go round. Right, Stacey Q?
You are. How could I not, you know, respond or whatever? That would be ridiculous. It's hard to ignore.
Well, it's going to be interesting after you leave, because we're going to have a political shoutback session. So I'm always in for love, but, you know, some other guests might not be. But it'll be a fun segment coming up. But Stacey Q is here now. Stacey Q, what's next for you recording-wise?
Oh, I think I have a couple of things on the block here. I think possibly something, I don't know if I'm really allowed to speak of it yet, but it's a remake of actually one of our own songs for possibly something really, really fun that should surface maybe in August. And you won't believe it. It should be really good. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. But I'm not allowed to say anything. And then maybe, I heard a rumor that I was maybe being considered to open 5 dates in Australia for Bananarama. So I'm going to hope for that, because I'd love to go to Australia.
Well, we love Australia. Speaking of Australia, you know, Aussie Bum underwear are our favorite underwear. They're from Australia. So if that happens, maybe we'll get them to sponsor you, because we've got some good connections with Aussie Bum underwear.
I just love, you know, the most comfortable, like, sort of brief, long leg men's underwear, the most comfortable. Those are the most comfortable things to wear, I'm telling you now.
Well, you know what? I'm going to call Aussie Bum tomorrow, and I'm going to have them send you some. How does that sound?
All right. Oh, that's great.
Is that good for Stacey Q?
That is great. That's wonderful news.
Well, Stacey Q, I'm so happy that you're here tonight. Of course, whenever you got something going on, we would love for you to come back to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And just to let you know, I'm up for a new spot on 92.3 Now on CBS Radio in New York. So if I go there, then I'm, of course, going to have you as a guest on my show over there. How does that sound, Stacey Q?
Oh, God, good luck. When do you go? When will you know?
It's in the air right now. So, you know, I started a little Facebook page called Mac. You know, Mac should host the 92.3 Now FM show from 3 to 7 Monday through Friday. So people are liking it. But I need more people to like it. I just need the good vibe and energy to go out there, because what's mine is mine. Right, Stacey Q?
Okay. So, well, how much time do we have? So then I should just send a recommendation to them or something like that?
That would be the best. If you could, I'll send you the information. I'll let Sean
know. Yeah, when we get off the thing, tell me what to do.
So without any further ado, Stacey Q, stay with me for just 1 minute, because we're going to let you go, but I got to talk to you during a commercial break. Well, actually, it's a song break, because we're going to play Trick or Treat. So everyone, stay tuned for Trick or Treat by Stacey Q. Stacey Q, say goodnight to everybody.
Trick or Treat. Good night, everybody.
That's Stacey Q, everyone, and Trick or Treat on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Love you,
Stacey
guys.
Q, stay with me.
Okay. Mwah.
Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another segment of Max and Friends. And we're going to have Shout Back with Nico Bloom. That was Stacey Q, everybody. She was here. How much fun was that? And that was Trick or Treat. I love having Stacey Q here. But you know what, everyone? We're going to go from pop music to politics because that's what we do on Max and Friends. Now I got to give a real shout out to the weather right now because the weather's cooperating here in New York because tomorrow's going to be 75 with a low of 57. LA, you're a high of 69 with a low of 52. And Miami, you're 89 with a low of 72. Now, usually when it's cold in New York, I would say go to Delta.com, book your tickets to go to Florida because flights are on sale now. But you can go to Delta.com and book your flight anywhere because the weather is beautiful, period. What can I say? All right. Well, you know what? Hey, Nikki, are you here? We're going to get Nikki back on. Pull up your mic, Nikki. Here. We're getting you back on. All right. All right. See how we do things so professionally here at LA Talk Radio. This is how we do it. So, Nikki, are you here?
Hello.
I'm glad you're here, Nikki Bloom, because we're going to do a special edition of Shout Back with Nico Bloom on Max and Friends. Are you ready for this tonight?
I'm ready, absolutely.
All right. Well, before we get there, you know we had Stacey Q on tonight, so I just love Stacey Q. She was here hanging out and chilling with us. She's got some dates going out there. But tonight on Max and Friends, hey, Ronan, what are we going to – oh. Listen, everybody, we've got a special guest here tonight, and I got to go on my T-Mobile. I don't have a sidekick anymore, but my HTC G2 from T-Mobile, because I got a text from Jamie Chandler, and he is the professor of political science at Hunter College in New York City. He's going to be joining a special edition of Shout Back with Nico Bloom. Tell him, Ronan. Shout Back with Nico Bloom, only on Max and Friends. Let it all out, Nico Bloom. Let it all out. Are you ready for this special edition, Nico Bloom?
I am. Tell me what you want to talk about.
All right. Well, we want to talk about first our guest who's going to be on with us tonight. That's Jamie Chandler, who's the professor of political science at Hunter College in New York. How you doing, Jamie? Welcome to Max.
I'm doing fantastic, Max. Thank you. Hi, Nikki.
Nicole. Hi, how are you?
Nikki, Nicole, as long as you call her. So, all right, you guys, we're going to talk about some things here tonight because, Jamie, you were just on a great show on with Chuck Scarsborough the other night.
Yeah, I was on Friday night. Talked about the shutdown, the government shutdown, which didn't happen, but we were kind of speculating on what was going to happen and also what's going to come down the road.
Now, is the shutdown
with the Tea Party and everything? Well, it's been delayed now till September, but there's going to be a whole bunch of other stuff taking place until then, that could be a big problem for the Obama administration and the Democrats.
Well, Nikki, I know you got a lot to say about that. What do you think about the shutdown with Obama?
Yeah, well, I can't recall any other time in history. I mean, it might be possible, not that I'm aware of a government shutdown. A lot of controversy as well with that is if there is a government shutdown, are the people that work in the government, are they going to take pay cuts? Because there's a lot of government officials that make $200,000, $300,000, $150,000. Great concern is in a shutdown, they want to negotiate so their incomes and salaries are not affected, which, you know, is, upsetting to a lot of people because with unemployment rates and a lot of things going on, if there's a shutdown, should those officials really be guaranteed their salaries? Maybe they should take a hit as well.
Jamie, what do you think about that?
Well, usually when there's a shutdown, the government employees go on furlough, so they don't get paid until the shutdown's reversed. But there has been a number of shutdowns. There was one in 1996, which was a big
one. Under Clinton, right?
Right. Newt Gingrich had been really pushing Clinton's administration for quite a while, threatening a shutdown. Then it happened for 21 days. And we know what unemployed government employees do when business government shut down with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. So that was actually probably not a good thing.
Nikki, what do you think?
Probably not.
Well, you know what I think? I think, Nikki, you know what I told you pre-show, that if there is a government shutdown, I think that us as American citizens should shut down and we should not pay taxes until the shutdown is back up. We should shut down, too, as taxpaying citizens.
I think it's brilliant.
What do you think, Jamie?
I think so, too. I mean, actually, we had to still pay our taxes on April 15th if the IRS was closed. Where's the justice in that?
Yeah, I guess they schedule it just so it doesn't happen during tax time.
That's why they're waiting till September. But now,
speaking during vacation.
Exactly, right, when everyone's away. Now, speaking of the Obama administration, Nicole Bloom, I know there's some things that you want to talk about. So, Nikki, fire away, and Jamie, feel free to shout back at any moment with Nikki Bloom. Take it away, Nikki.
Well, we're discussing about he's already campaigning. This is, you know, a little bit over 2 years into his first term, and he's already starting to campaign for his next term when there are other more important things happening in, you know, in the world right now that need to be attended to. Even the price of gas. I mean, I was in Florida recently, just back, and there it's over $4 a gallon. I remember when it seemed like it was a dollar less than anywhere else. But I know in Connecticut it's close to $5 a gallon. It's, you know, it's hurting a lot of people. And I think something, you know, something needs to be done. Whether it's drilling here is the answer. Something really needs to be done. And we, you know, I think, you know, we need to help America first. I really think that's important. Then going around and saving the world, we need to help people here with everything, with education, gas prices. It's just, I think, getting a little out of control, and it keeps going and going, the snowball effect.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is that this big commitment from the Tea Party and the Republicans to cut the budget, especially when we think about gas prices, the oil industry gets $147 billion in tax subsidies every year. And we're talking about the five largest oil companies bringing in $1.7 trillion in revenue every year. So why are we giving tax subsidies to oil companies under the, you know, the argument is that, oh, they're going to lose, people are going to lose jobs and gas prices are going to go up. But that's really not the case. I mean, you know, the oil companies actually have an incentive to drill more when gas is high because they're going to make big revenue on that. So I really question why the Republicans and the Democrats, both of them, didn't go after some of these corporate subsidies. And the only conclusion I can get to is that these politicians are really in bed with these lobbies.
Nikki, oh, yeah, I agree, because I'm a Republican, I'm conservative, but I do agree to an extent that politicians across the board, Democratic, Republican, a lot of it is business, and it's pretty much most all of it is about business more than it is for the people. That I agree, but something needs to change, and it needs to change fast, because this is going on for a while now that the gas prices are so high. And of course, it carries over to people's heating bills. You know, the East Coast has a long winter this year. The people's heating bills are astronomical, gas and oil. Something needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed immediately is what I think.
I agree. I just, you know, one of the big things that was cut out of the budget, though, was home heating assistance. So I don't really know how, you know, any of the government officials can say that they're focusing on helping Americans when they're cutting some of these programs out.
Well, speaking of home, let's talk about the home Medicare proposal, Nikki and Jamie. Nikki, start. Or Jamie, why don't you start?
Okay, so Paul Ryan, who's the chair of the Budget Committee, is a Republican in Washington, has proposed this Medicare reform bill, which would basically shift the way senior citizens and sick people do Medicare. Now when you go to the hospital, the hospital bills Medicare directly. So what the new plan would do is it would issue vouchers, which are basically coupons that you would get in the mail that you would apply towards your health care costs, and anything over and above that you would be responsible for on your own. So the argument is that's going to cut about $1 trillion off of this government spending over 10 years. However, I have a number of issues with that as well, because we go back to 2003 under the Bush administration. There was a Medicare Reform Act in 2003 in which the pharmaceutical industry pushed back on the government and said, okay, we want to make sure that the U.S. government still pays the retail cost of medication, so we're not going to allow you to negotiate with us. And that cost the country a significant amount of money.
Yeah, Nikki? That goes back to, of course, it's all, again, all about business. I mean, agreed, with the price of medications and everything, it's absolutely outrageous. And it's a tough, you know, there's really, unless you do try a different program, you will always have the same results. And I, you know, I do believe that something's got to give with that as well. But, you know, I do think it is a good idea to try a new program. It, you know, a lot of the existing programs, Medicaid, Medicare, a lot of government programs are broken. So, I mean, if, you know, they say if it's not broken, you don't need to fix it. But if it is broken, I do believe you need to be open to, you know, finding some kind of resolution.
Hey, Nikki, you're a strong conservative, right?
I am.
So what do you think of, like, all the Tea Party's promises about, you know, fixing government and some of the things you mentioned? Do you think
yeah.
they're coming through now? Do you think they're focusing more too much on abortion and religion and all that stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I am, for the most part, I do consider myself a conservative. Of course, I don't think, you know, you could be so righteous, any individual, if you are a Democrat, to be 100% on point with and in agreement with everything of the Democratic platform. And the same also with Republican platform, Tea Party, that you can't be, and I'm not, 100%, because there are things, of course, I disagree with. I mean, I am a person that is a big believer, and I know, you know, for conservative, people say, well, how can you call yourself a conservative? Abortion, I do believe every individual does have the right to choose, and government should not step in entirely. But I do have other beliefs that, you know, government should be partially, you know, have some partial say. I don't believe a woman should be able to have an abortion in the 4th, 5th, 6th month. Perhaps there should be term limits. I do think that the Tea Party does, you know, is a strong, you know, gives a lot of support to the Republican Party, and it's just a little more, you know, I would say maybe open to different ideas. Again, I'll say, you know, anyone is righteous and 100%. I don't buy that. I don't believe that on any way. But I think fiscally things need to change, and I think things should really be the focus fiscally. I don't believe that, you know, government should pay for abortions and, you know, government should get involved with funding for, you know, people. There's a large sect of people that have abortions that can't afford them. I do not believe that the government should be required to pay for that. But I believe that things need, with the national debt is over $14 trillion.
All right, hold it right there, because we're going
to
talk about
change.
The debt. Hold on 1 second. Speaking of change and speaking of things, there's two things you should never talk about. Politics and abortions are one of them. But everyone, what are you listening to right now? Ronan, what are we listening to? Hold on 1 second. Ronan, hit it. Max and Friends, hit it.
L.A. Talk Radio.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We've got Jamie Chandler, professor of political science at Hunter College, and Nicole Bloom here. Sorry, there's just so much going on with Nikki talking all that. Jamie, you want a rebuttal?
Yeah. Well, I agree with some of the things that Nikki's saying, but I do want to point out that the government doesn't pay for abortions. It's actually prevented from doing that by a law that was passed several years ago. And the money that goes to Planned Parenthood goes into a separate account, which is used for health and, you know, counseling and so forth. And Planned Parenthood actually raises its money itself to fund its, you know, its abortion recommendation business and its birth control business and so forth. So one of the things that concerns me about this whole, you know, budget battle from the Republican standpoint is the way that they word and shape these issues, which, you know, kind of really distracts us all from what the true problem is. I think going back to what Nikki was saying, there are so many other things to worry about, you know, that really what the whole problem came down to at the end of the day on Friday was that the Republicans didn't want to agree to this budget because they wanted to win points with their socialist and conservative base by bringing up Planned Parenthood, but it was really in just a very kind of dishonest way.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about the debt ceiling, because, Nikki, I know you've got a lot to talk about that. So educate people, Nicole Bloom.
Well,
what is the debt ceiling, first of all?
Well, debt ceiling is the max. The government, Congress puts a maximum amount that the government could spend, cap out, and that doesn't include foreign. That includes within this own country expenditure. And right now we have a national deficit of over $14 trillion. I mean, and it's you can't even fathom that amount of money. And if, like I said before, I'll emphasize, if something doesn't change fiscally, it just gets worse and worse. I mean, things probably could happen that people can't even imagine. And, you know, that they talk about, you know, when the Bush tax cuts expire, and, you know, they keep talking about that because it's just, I mean, something's got to change. New plans. There's got to be something.
All right, Susie Orman, hold that. What's the plan, Jamie?
Well, first of all, I think we're going to get Nikki on HLN News with
Joy Behar.
How we can save these. So, yeah, with Joey Behar, we're going to have the Nikki Susie Orman show. But no, seriously, I don't really think there's really anything that can ultimately be done, because we saw from the behavior of these congressmen that they're all worried about their individual spending issues, but there's such a big problem here. And, you know, we had this huge recommendation that came out from former Senator Alan Simpson and a number of other people. They had this bipartisan commission on debt reduction last fall. And President Obama, the Republicans, and Nancy Pelosi all decided to not even endorse it before they actually read the thing, because there was some mention in there about raising taxes. So I just don't feel like, you know, this is one of those problems. It's like with global warming, you know, everything's getting hotter, but no one really knows what to do, so they go and worry about something else.
Hold up. I want to talk about global warming. Hold on. Wait a second, because I had Mike Horn. Nick, you know, one of my favorite interviews here. I had Mike Horn. He's, you know, an amazing explorer. He called me from Antarctica or somewhere, and he said the ice is thicker than ever, that the polar bears were thriving, and that this whole thing of a, you know, a peace prize for Al Gore was something, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but that basically it just happens, and there's really no consistency of global warming really happening. Is just part of the times. So, you know, that was an interesting interview. If you want to hear it, go to Max and Friends to our archive there. But Nikki, what do you think about the whole ceiling, and is it a glass ceiling?
Yeah, don't we know about that? yeah, I just, you know, I think it's funny. I say things need to change, but, you know, it's difficult. It's just, I mean, the debt was $14 trillion. I mean, if you go back when it was $2 billion, and after wars it was maybe, you know, $12 billion, $14 billion, it is trillions. I mean, if you think about that, and, you know, we are in debt, forever indebted to China. We owe so much money to China.
And Jamie, what do you think about that?
Well, let me tell you, China is $800 trillion in currency. So it's just unfathomable. I mean, I can't even imagine how many Aussie bomb underwears you can buy with all this money.
Well, we get them for free, so it doesn't matter. But you know what? The wealthiest man is what, worth? How much is he worth? 100-something billion. He's the Mexican. He has the telecommunications worth 100-something billion. But you know what? The bottom line is there's a very wealthy man that can get us out of this debt too, and that's Bloomberg. We have 1 minute to wrap this up. So Jamie, let's talk about that and Nikki rebuttal.
Okay, well, Bloomberg's trying to really improve his image because of all these bad things that have been happening with Kathy Black and the snowstorm, because he wants to worry about his legacy, and he's also thinking of potentially running for president as an independent. So I personally don't think that this is going to help him that much, because people are just basically tired with him.
Nikki?
I think perfectly said. I couldn't agree more. I think it's almost like, what would you call it? A Caligula? He's got such a Napoleon complex. He's got such a thing. He thinks he can run the world. And I have to say that I'm glad I was born and raised in New York, but I am also just as glad that I am not a resident of New York. I have to say I'd almost be embarrassed. And just even the latest with Kathy Black, he was so set on. She will fix the school problem. And it's terrible. Schools are closing. It's terrible what's happening in New York. Forget education is the problem in New York. The senior centers are closing. I mean, how could you
and
take
you know
away
what's even
from
more
they
important?
Depend on this for life?
Forget the seniors and forget the kids. There's potholes in the streets that aren't fixed, and I blew a tire last week. But you know what?
Oh, my
in reality,
God. And I want to bring smoking back in the sidewalk.
You know what I'm talking about? Smoking back in restaurants, everybody. Hey, listen, we got to wrap this up before I go into debt here. But you know what? L.A. is not any better. I just got that little shout out there. But hey, I got to ask Jamie Chandler, everyone. He's the professor of political science at Hunter College. He's here. And of course, shout back with Nicole Bloom. She's here. Real quick, then we got to go. Jamie, Donald Trump for president. You against it or for it?
Against.
Nikki Bloom?
Love him for it.
All right, everyone. Well, this was a great edition of Shout Back.
Thank you.
I love you both being here. Thanks so much. It was fun. I got to wrap this show up. Andre Garcia Jr., how you doing? Everyone, we're going to play out with our girl Stacey Q's song, Candy Apple. Thanks so much, Nicole Bloom and Jamie Chandler. Have a great night, you guys. Everyone, remember to take life to the max. And listen, go on Facebook, and there's a little link there called Max Should Be the New Host of 92.3 Now FM in New York. Hit that up, like it, because that's where I'll be next. Everyone, love you for listening. Stay tuned to CBS News next. And remember, take life to the max. Thank you, Nikki and Jamie. Good night, everyone.
Good night. I'm gonna rock.